Welcome back. You're listening to Eye on the Outdoors, award-winning radio show.
My old man's that old man, spent his life living off the land. Dirty hands and a clean soul. It breaks his heart seeing foreign cars filled with fuel it isn't ours. And wearing cotton we didn't grow. He's got the red, white, blue, blind hound farm. Several pride tattoo on his left arm. Spent a little more in the store for a tag. In the back it says USA. He won't buy nothing that he can't fix. With WD-40 and a Craftsman wrench, he ain't prejudiced.
Your host, Ray Eye.
Welcome back, everybody, on a beautiful Saturday morning. This is your host, Ray Eye, here with the Vulgar Bogger, Matty G, Kevy Kev, and Peanut, having a great Saturday morning. Here we are in December already, and I've got a great guest on, a great friend. He works with Fit to Hunt, Jeremy Colbert. Traveled with and did a few shows with Jeremy, and you got to think about it. In the wintertime is the worst time in the world for me. You got all your holiday seasons and stuff, and you gain a lot of weight, and then here comes spring turkey hunting, or especially for me, because we start late February, early March. Well, I've got the answer for you hunters, hikers, fishermen, whatever you may do out there, called Fit to Hunt, and we're going to welcome Jeremy to the show. Jeremy, good morning.
Great. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, my friend. Tell our listeners, we got a lot of listeners out there, what is Fit to Hunt?
So Fit to Hunt is a concept that I came up with a few years ago where, you know, I've been in the fitness industry now for 22 years and also a very passionate outdoorsman. The concept came from a client of mine a few years ago who wanted to go on an elk hunt and he needed to get into shape. So, you know, long story short, he went out, he shot a beautiful bull with his bow. And, you know, at that point in time, I was like, you know what? I think that there could be a market for this. And if nothing else, I'm blending the two things in this world that I love most, which is helping people with their fitness and hunting. So that's where it came from. The overall arching concept is that we really want to just provide a resource and for men, women, children who want to get more out of their outdoor adventures. And then for those that want to take it a step further, then we can work with them online for different coaching programs.
Okay. All right. So what's all involved? I mean, I assume you have different programs for different people depending on shape or whatever. Why don't you explain a little more about that?
So we have what we call our canned programs. So you could go onto our website and you could pick a program, duck hunting, a 6 to 12 week program that's going to tell you exactly what you should be doing with exercise videos, et cetera. You can go on and download those right out, just whatever. If you're wanting a little more of a personalized experience, we have a coaching program that takes it a step further. That's where we're putting together customized programs. So you tell me, hey, I'm working out of my house, or I go to a gym, or like you, you're hitting that track. What are some other things that I can do? And how do I get, you know, maybe some nutrition concepts? That's what coaching is about, is to help you develop a personalized plan for whatever that might be. We've had several individuals this year. One was Colorado, one was New Mexico, and I forget where the last one went. I believe it was Idaho. All went on elk hunts, all had fantastic experiences, and most of them come back saying they're in better shape than their guides, which really makes my heart sing in that one. But at the end of the day, you hop on, you follow us on social media, or you hop on our YouTube channel. Man, there's a ton of free resources on there. So at the end of the day, man, we just want people to understand that if you do just a little bit, and our tagline is pretty simple, we can help a lifetime or just hunt for a lifetime.
Yeah, that's okay. You know, I mentioned earlier when I got you on about the wintertime, and it's in, let's see if you agree with that. You know, we get into the holidays, Thanksgiving and Christmas, and we lay around. We don't get out and get any exercise. Then all of a sudden it's time to climb a mountain, and that makes a pretty tough deal. So do you gradually build them into this and then build it up, and depending on where they're going or what type of hunting they're doing?
Absolutely. You know, what I would encourage people to do is really think ahead. So I'll give you an example. I had a guy that called me about a year ago, and he wanted to go on a sheep hunt. And I said, great. So when do you leave? And he said, 3 weeks. And I said, good luck. Because in 3 weeks, there's no way that I could prepare him for what's getting ready to happen in Alaska. That's not realistic. So what we need to do is to get the hunter to start thinking ahead and then start planning out. So like right now, you mentioned the holidays. I mean, what we're encouraging our hunter athletes to do, try to focus on getting 12 workouts this month. And that may not sound like a lot, but in December, there's a lot going on because most people are still working their jobs. You've got holiday travel. You've got holiday parties. You've got shopping. You've got a lot of things going on right now that typically aren't part of the regular everyday life. So if you can start to plan these things out now, you know, for you, you know, you get up every morning, you hit the track. Those are the things we want to get you to do. And if your fitness level is great, then we can start at a higher level. If you're not exercising at all, then we're going to start you at a much different volume or intensity. But wherever you are, and whether you're hunting in Hawaii or whether it's here in the Ozarks, whatever it is that you're after, we need to start thinking about it now. Get a base layer of conditioning built, and then if we need to add in some specifics, then we start to really fine-tune your program.
Yeah. I give an example. You said Hawaii. I'll be there on the 1st of March again this year. And one of the main reasons I'm working out because, you know, I got to hunt at 5, 6, 7, 8, 9,000 feet on lava flows up on the mountain. And if I lay around on the couch all through December and January and February, man, that's going to be tough.
And here's the thing. Let me step back for a moment. So three guys that we trained to go on elk hunts this year, only one of them tagged, but all three of them came back marveling about how great the experience was, because you're absolutely right. If you don't live in the mountains or you don't live at that elevation, you're going to have to train at a certain amount of aerobic capacity just to get up there and enjoy it. And if you're going to go on these adventure type hunts, where, and for some, maybe it's a bucket list hunt. You know, for some people to go to hunt turkeys in Hawaii, that might be, a once-in-a-lifetime thing. Let's make it the best experience possible so that when you're there, man, you've got a true memory instead of waking up after day one of the hunt being like, I feel awful. You know, let's make it the best experience we can.
Okay. So you guys, you cover every age group, men, women, kids, it doesn't matter, right? I mean, you cover it all.
It doesn't matter, and man, it doesn't matter where you live. So we've got clients in the Pacific Northwest. We've got clients in the Carolinas, Texas. I've got one right now. I just did a conference call yesterday. She lives in Saskatchewan. She hunts moose. She weighs about 130, and I was like, man, I'm really having trouble, you know, getting through the bush. And, you know, oh, by the way, you know, we tag moose and elk on a regular basis, you know, packing those things out. So her program obviously is a lot different than someone who might be hunting, you know, turkeys in Missouri. Right. But nevertheless, you know, with the power of the internet and video and a consultation, we can put a program together for anybody, literally anywhere in the world.
Okay, Jeremy, give us some contact. Tell us what the company is and give us some contact information so people can contact you.
Awesome. Appreciate it, Ray. So people can get a hold of us either at 314-807-8634, or hop on our website and really just get a good we do. So that URL is www.fit2huntperformance.com, and it's number 2. So fit and number 2 performance.com.
That's easy enough. And also, I always tell the listeners they can contact us here at the show and the station, and we'll be glad to put him in touch with Jeremy. Thank you so much for taking the time to visit with us this morning. Appreciate everything, and it was a pleasure to get you back on the show. Haven't had you on in a while.
Great. Thanks for everything and the friendship, man. I hope you guys have a great season.
Thanks, brother. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.